أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بالحسين عليه السلام، وجعلنا وإياكم من الطالبين بثاره مع ولي الإمام المهدي من آل محمد عليه السلام. May Allah bestow upon us and upon you reward for the grief for Hussein, and make us anew amongst those who will assist the Mahdi to avenge his killing. It's a day of Ashura, a day to contemplate about injustice, a day to focus on the personality of Hussein ibn Ali. Sheikh Nuri writes that a certain Mirza Yahya Abhari on the day of Arafah in Karbala was resting for a while in a corner, his eyes closed, and he saw that he was in the lesson of Allama Majlisi, whose practice was that after every lesson he would remember the events of Ashura. He sees a young man come with a letter and give it to Majlisi, and it said it was from Fatimah al-Zahra, and the letter said, "Oh Muhammad Baqir, when you talk today, talk of wida, talk of farewell. For when anyone recites about the farewell of Hussein, Zahra weeps and raises her hands in dua for them." So I'd like to use the opportunity to talk about that. Imam came to the tents when there was no one left. The battlefield was full of his friends and family and children, and he said, "Ya Zainab, Ya Umm Kulthum, alaykunna minni salam." He entered the tents and he first went to Zainab, "Come with me." And they went to the tent of Imam Sajjad. Imam Sajjad says he was ill, and he says, "I saw a white figure covered in blood. My father's voice said, 'Fi amanillah,' and I said, 'Where are you going?' He said, 'My father said, I am going to the battlefield.' He said, I told him, 'Aina ina Habib, where is Habib?' And I asked him about everyone, 'Aina Abbas, where is Abbas, where is Ali Akbar?' And he kept on telling me, 'Bunayya, oh my son, qad qutil. Bunayya, oh my son, from the men only you and me remain.' And then he taught Imam Sajjad al-Dua. He tells Imam Sajjad, 'Whenever you are faced with an important need and a great sorrow, recite this du'a, Bihaqi Yasin wal Qur'an al-Hakim. I ask you in the name of Yasin, which is a title of the Prophet, and the Qur'an full of wisdom, wa bihaqi Taha wal Qur'an al-Azim, and in the name of Taha, another title of the Prophet, and the great Qur'an. Ya man yaqdir wa la hawaij as-sa'ilin, O he who is able to fulfill the desires of those who ask. Ya man ya'lamu ma fi dhamir, O the one who knows what is in the innermost of hearts. Ya munaffisan 'anil makrubin, O he who is able to banish sorrow from those who are sorrowful. Ya mufarrijan 'anil maghmumin, O he who dispels the grief from those who grieve. Ya Rahim al-Shaykh al-Kabir, O he who is merciful to the old. Ya Raziq al-Tifl al-Saghir, O he who provides for infants. Ya man la yahtaju ila al-Tafsir, I love this phrase. O he who does not need an explanation. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, send blessings upon Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. Waf'al bi, and ask Allah for what you want." Now Imam is teaching him this on the day of Ashura. He tells his son, "Convey my greetings to my Shias and tell them that your father died alone in a foreign land. Lament, weep for him, and whenever you drink water, send salams on your thirsty Imam." So whenever you and I drink water, just to say, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah." He then goes to the tents. He consoles and admonishes the women to have patience. And as he's coming out, Sayyidah Zainab says, "Slowly, wait a while, so I may look at you for as long as I can." She hugs him, she kisses his neck, saying, "Mum says, oh, Mum told me that when you were to bid farewell for the last time, I was to kiss your neck for her." In a corner, Imam's Hizfizza lay silently sobbing. She was saying, "This is the Hussein whose cradle I rocked." The Prophet, once sitting alone, heard a child cry, and he said, "My Hussein is crying somewhere." And he was told it is not Hussein, but he said, "Go and tell the teacher, don't let that child cry, for that sounds like my Hussein." And she says, "It cuts my heart." Imam tells her, "Your Ihsan, Fizza." Say the Zainab holds the reins while he mounts. He weeps. "There will be a time, Zainab, when you will be alone." We're also told that then Imam tells the horse Zuljana to move, but he doesn't. Imam said, "I'm only going to trouble you for the last time." Zuljana looks down with tears in his eyes. As Imam looks down, there is a little girl who is holding the feet of Zuljana, his legs, and saying, "Don't take my dad. Whoever you take, you don't bring back." Jafar Shustari writes that Imam came down from the horse. He sits down, takes Sakina in his arms, and he says, "Don't look at me like that. It cuts my heart." And she says, "I need a memory." And then she says, "I would like to ask you a question. Allah in the Quran says, 'Lirrijali nasibum mimma iktasabu, wa lin-nisa'i nasibum mimma iktasabu.' For men will get what they have earned out of what they did, and so will women. These men who went to the battlefield, they gave their lives. But what about me?" And Imam tells her, "Sakina, the world will call you an orphan, and you will be an example for orphans all over the world. When they hear you, they will be able to find softness for orphans around the world." He then faces the enemy and tells them, "Do you know who I am? Have I changed your religion, or have I killed one amongst you?" He fights a battle of courage and skill when he is so thirsty. And Ibn Sa'd says, "This is Ali's son." When he falls, there is a voice that says, "Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna, irji ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya." O soul that is at peace, return to your Rabb who is pleased with you and you are pleased with him. They surround him and in unfair way pelt him with everything they had. Imam is on the ground and he says, "O land of Karbala, my final sajda to you. Subhana rabbi al-azimi wa bihamdi sabran ala qada'ik wa ilaha siwak ya ghiyath al-mustaghithin ahkamu bayni wa baynakum wa anta khayrul hakimin. I seek patience over your decree. There is no God but you, O the helper of those who cry out for help. Judge between me and these people, for you are the best of judges." He did not raise his head again. Umar Sa'd orders his soldiers to behead him. Each approached but desisted. It was one Shimr ibn Zuljoshan who killed him. Sayyid Zainab is watching this from the hill that is today known as Tilla Zainabiya. As Zuljana comes back riderless, Sakina approaches the horse and says, "Did you leave my dad on the scorching sand? Go bring back my dad." She turns to her aunt Zainab and said, "Did they give my dad some water? Did they give him a sip of water?" May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to be able to raise our voices to assist the oppressed and to be able to stand against those who commit injustices. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع